So a white girl decided to culturally appropriate a black hairstyle, and then all her hair fell out. Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the brother. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible, so you know what to do. Now let's talk about Starla Soloway. At least that's what she goes by on TikTok. Starla is a white girl who decided that she was going to get braids put in her hair. The black community got up in arms about it. Leftists on the internet got up in arms about it. They said, Starla, you are committing an act of cultural appropriation. Do not put braids in your hair. We hope all of your hair falls out and that you enter your wig era after this. And unfortunately, that is exactly what happened to Starla. But let's get into her argument for getting braids put in her hair. Here's a video that Starla posted on TikTok.
Everyone that's just so pressed because I have braids and I'm a white girl, I have one question for y'all. Do you believe that cultures should be shared? And if the answer is no, why do you believe in segregation?
Okay, so Starla has a bit of an attitude, and you can see that in many of her other videos. We'll get to them in just a little bit. But what she asked there was a pretty pertinent question. Aren't cultures meant to be shared? Aren't we supposed to explore these things, gift them with one another, and allow people to explore hairstyles that they want to put in their hair or different looks that they want to take on? I am inclined to agree with Starla, at least there. You all know that I don't view cultural appropriation as appropriation. I view it as appreciation when it is done properly. And Starla decided that she is a white girl that wanted to get her hair braided. If I saw a white girl walking down the street and she had braids in her hair, would I bat an eye at it? No. I personally could not care less if you are a white person who decides that you want to put braids in your hair. And even if you look historically at hair braiding, you will find that there are white cultures and Hispanic cultures and black cultures that engaged in the practice of braiding hair. And they did so in a way that does not make your hair fall out. But we'll get to that in just a second. Now, as I said before, Starla has a little bit of an attitude, and it's probably not an attitude that you want to bring to the table when you are doing something like being a white person who gets your hair braided. If you are going to engage in the appreciation of another culture, you might want to bring that sort of attitude along with you. Instead, Starla seems to put forward a kind of ghetto fab attitude on TikTok.
Nah, yo, hold my poodle. Hold my poodle. Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all got a problem?
Here's a clip of Starla bringing that attitude to TikTok and a response from a left-leaning person who really wanted to see her hair fall out.
That's how y'all want me to react to this. Look at him. Kiss my white fucking ass.
Hey Starla, my name is Liz. I got my cosmetology license outside of Baltimore where I did hair for several years. And what I know, and what you are about to find out, and what I would like to share with the rest of the internet, is why certain protective styles are gatekept. Sometimes when people tell you not to do things, it's because not doing that thing would probably be in your own best interest. Something that is protective of certain textures of hair is going to be very damaging to other types of textures of hair.
Baby girl, you are about to be Jeff Bezos level bull.
Now, Liz just warned her that braids might not be the most protective style for white hair. That is absolutely true. We can fact check that. It might not be the best if you have like thinner, straight hair. Braids tend to do better as a protective style for coarse and curly hair. Hence why you see a lot of black people in braids. Now, would this mean that Starla would lose all of her hair if she got her hair braided? No. As I said before, white Hispanic people, people with what we consider to be white straight hair, have been braiding their hair for quite some time and it hasn't resulted in them being bald. So that's something to acknowledge. I think a lot of people are covering their own racial animosity towards white people with this idea of, I'm just trying to warn you, I'm just trying to protect your hair, when really they could not care less about how that person looks after they engage in what they deem to be the heinous act of cultural appropriation. But let's hear more from the hairstylist, Liz.
That's so crazy. You really want to act like because you see someone else doing something, that means you should get to do that thing too? Entitled. Someone's telling you what you're doing is disrespectful, fix yourself. Just live in reality for a minute. A black person is telling you not to do something, they're probably trying to look out for you. People aren't trying to take a poor mockery of your ideas uncredited and pass them off as their own. They're trying to save you a literal headache. Maybe your head will feel better once it's free from all your hair. Who knows?
You know that feeling when you're watching two people argue and one person's making some good points, but then they completely go off the rails, and then the other person starts making good points and then they completely go off the rails? That's what I'm watching happen here. Starla is absolutely right when she says we should be allowed to engage with things from other cultures, but she's wrong when she comes with the attitude of kiss my white. Y'all heard her say it. Now, Liz is right when she says, hey, if you're gonna do a style like that, you gotta think about how it affects your hair and you have to do it the right way. But Liz is wrong when she says it's disrespectful for a white person to put braids in their hair and that they should somehow listen to the community that tells them not to do it. You have no obligation to another community not to engage with their culture. None whatsoever. But let's continue. Because Starla, of course, got to the point where she had to take the braids out of her hair, as we all do. I'm no stranger to this process. Now, let's see where things went wrong for Starla, and I'll explain exactly what happened for those of you who are unfamiliar with hair braiding. Now, here is Starla taking out these braids from her hair. As you can see, her hair is left quite curly. She's posing for the camera, thinks that she's looking cute. She even made a remark in a TikTok live that she now has a natural afro that she grew herself. Of course, that is meant to be a dig at the people who are calling her out for cultural appropriation. Now, Starla. Somebody should have consulted me before we went further with this process. Starla, with her natural afro, decided to hop into the shower without detangling her hair and was left with a matted mess, which I am soon going to show you. For all of the white people watching who are ever thinking about braiding your hair in the way that Starla has done this, when you take the braids out, make sure you detangle each and every one of them, and do not hop in the shower with your lion's mane looking like this, or guess what? You're probably gonna lose a significant amount of hair. Now, of course, that's exactly what happened to Starla, and the left was, woo, excited about it. The people who were calling her out for cultural appropriation said, yes, I love to see this girl be bald. And the Karen of cultural appropriation on TikTok, Sujia One, who we've talked about before on this show, came forward with this video.
She didn't have a choice. She had to cut her hair off publicly. There was nothing she could do at this point. She had to try to play it off like, you know, I don't care. I don't care about my hair or that I have to chop all of it off. I don't even like having hair, which we all know is bullshit from previous videos of hers.
I know what you want to hear.
I could tell her hair good before.
So after, you know, doubling, quadrupling, octupling down on this antagonizing of black women, she did not have a choice. Because black women all over the internet told her that this hairstyle is not for her. Not only because of the cultural appropriation aspect of it and the fact that black women cannot wear their hair in styles that they want without being discriminated against or, you know, not hired or fired from jobs, etc. But for the simple fact that this hairstyle is a protective hairstyle for a specific texture of hair. And she absolutely refused to heed their warnings. Not only did...
Pause. How is it that white people and Hispanic people have been doing braids like this for quite some time now and their hair hasn't all been falling out? Again, she did a little misstep and that's the reason that her hair fell out. It's not because she put her hair in braids in the first place. So we'll set that aside. Then this idea that black women are just constantly being discriminated against because their hair is in braids or dreads or an afro. I'm sure that that's happened in individual instances. And I could actually probably pull up a few instances where that's happened to kids in school or maybe somebody who was told that their hair was unprofessional for a job. But it is by and large not a systemic issue. And in my opinion, certainly not something that warranted a law being passed like the Crown Act. I think that was a hot piece of virtue signaling that they put forward in order to pander to black people, and they were successful because people fell for it. Just get to the heart of the issue and be honest, people. You're upset that a white person got something that you deem to be a black hairstyle. That's really the end of it. Let's just say that and call it a day.
Did she not heed their warnings? She spent most of her time antagonizing them for it.
That's how y'all want me to react to this shit. Look at him. Kiss my white f***ing ass.
So what choice did she have?
Like, damn, move back. See her body, cause
she had already, you know, filmed and posted that she was removing the braids. So when she tried to wash it and it turned into this, like, matted, you know, mess, what choice did she have? She couldn't just, you know, emerge wearing a wig. Everybody would know.
Fresh out of jail, made another million.
There's the wig. There's the wig.
So she had to try to play it off, like, hair. I don't need hair. I don't care about hair.
Don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do. So f*** him and f*** too.
So, you know, she can try to spend her time convincing us that she doesn't give a f*** that she has no hair anymore. But judging by the look on her face, I don't believe her. And I don't think anybody else believes her. I mean, she doesn't even f***ing believe her.
All right. So that's the story of Starla Soloway. Again, it's a lose-lose on both sides, but the cultural appropriation Karens are over the moon about the fact that she has lost her hair in this situation. You know how I feel about it. If you're a white person who wants braids, just consult somebody about the proper way to do it before you do it, and maybe don't have the attitude that Starla has towards other people who may or may not be trying to warn you of what may come down the line so long as you do not take the proper steps. Is this cultural appropriation? In my opinion, no. All in all, this whole conversation continues to piss me off because it feels so unnecessary. We live in a very large melting pot, and if you cannot handle things from your culture being seen and utilized by other people, maybe you're too sensitive for the current state of our world. Maybe you need to not be on the internet. And lastly, if you are going to do something, consult somebody and do it right. I don't want y'all walking around with a bunch of bald heads because you decided to get braids just to spite people.
Ay, Dios mío. Oh, my microphone fell.